Did you see that goal by Philip Coutinho the other day for Brazil? It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it was very good, but I don't think it's been the best so far.
Really? Which goal's been the best so far, then?
Ronaldo's free kick. It was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, it was really good, but I think it's more difficult to score in open play. Ronaldo had time to think about his free kick.
Yeah, and that was absolutely crucial. The time of the goal. It was the last minute and his team were losing. The pressure was absolutely immense. But he still scored, and that's what makes it a great goal for me.
Okay, you've got a point. But I still think Coutinho's was a better goal.
I'm sure there'll be loads more brilliant goals yet. It's been great to watch so far.
Definitely. The stadiums have been completely packed for the big games, and there's been a brilliant atmosphere in the stadiums.
Why don't we do this every year?
Good idea. I'll have a word with FIFA.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we have the second of four World Cup podcasts.
That's right. During the World Cup in Russia, our podcasts are all connected to the World Cup in some way and are all part of our World Cup community program.
What's our World Cup community program?
It's a four-week program of activities connected to the World Cup that will help you with your English. You can sign up now for free on the Premier Skills English website. You need to click the tab on the homepage that says Live to join the program.
It will be great to see you there and discuss the World Cup, as well as practicing English together.
In this, our second World Cup podcast, we're going to focus on adjectives. Those words we use to describe things like brilliant, a brilliant match, great, great goals, professional, professional players, excited, excited fans, packed, packed stadiums.
And everything outside football too. We use adjectives to describe nouns.
That's right. And in this podcast, we're going to focus on gradable and ungradable or extreme adjectives.
Gradable adjectives are those adjectives that can have different levels or degrees of the quality that they are describing. And extreme adjectives are adjectives that can't be graded in that way.
But more about that in the next section. Don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast because we have a new football phrase for you to guess, connected to the World Cup, of course. In this section, we're going to focus on adjectives. Rich is going to tell you about a match that he's watched during the World Cup, and when he uses an adjective, I'm going to stop him and ask him a question or two.
That sounds like it'll be annoying.
How annoying will it be?
Very annoying, probably.
Let's see. Which match are you going to speak about?
I'm going to speak about Germany against Mexico. It finished 1-0 to Mexico. A surprising result.
How surprising?
I'd say it was really surprising. Germany are the reigning world champions. Not astounding, though. Mexico are a pretty good team.
So, what happened next in the match?
Well, I think Mexico shocked Germany by the way they played. They were really quick on the counter-attack, especially in the first half.
Really quick?
Yeah, very fast. Mexico could have been 2-0 up at half-time. Germany's build-up play was a bit slow.
A bit slow?
They took too long to attack, passing the ball too much. It wasn't very good.
Wasn't that good?
Well, I wouldn't say it was really bad. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't that good either.
And the second half?
Germany played much better. They were quicker and they had lots of shots, but Mexico hung on to their lead. The Mexican players looked really tired near the end.
Really tired?
To be honest, they looked totally exhausted. But their fans must have been really happy at the end of the match.
really happy?
They must have been absolutely thrilled, delighted at the end. The German fans looked quite sad, a little downhearted.
A little?
Yeah, that's probably an understatement. I imagine they were absolutely gutted. A big win for Mexico, though.
Big?
All right, a huge win. An absolutely massive win for Mexico.
Okay, I'll stop now. In the last section, Rich spoke about the Germany-Mexico match, and he used lots of adjectives. Sometimes these adjectives were gradable adjectives, and sometimes they were ungradable, or extreme adjectives.
I said that Mexico-Germany was a surprising result, and I also said that the Mexico fans must have been happy at the end of the match.
The adjectives that Rich used here were surprising and happy. These types of adjectives are called gradable adjectives because we can change how strong they are. We can use very to make them stronger or a little to make them weaker.
That's right. I could have said the Mexico fans were very happy or very, very, very happy.
Instead of saying very, very, very happy, it's possible to use a non-gradable adjective. These adjectives are also sometimes called absolute or extreme adjectives.
So, in the last section, when Jack questioned me, I said the Mexico fans must have been absolutely thrilled or delighted.
These adjectives, thrilled and delighted, are extreme adjectives. They already have the word very in their meaning. Thrilled is stronger than very, very, very happy.
It's better to call these adjectives extreme or absolute adjectives because it's actually possible to grade them. You can make extreme adjectives even stronger with adverbs such as totally, completely, and absolutely.
Rich said that the Mexico fans must have been absolutely thrilled.
Let's look at a couple more gradable and extreme adjectives that we used in the last section, and the words we can use to modify them.
Rich said that Mexico are a pretty good team. Good is a gradable adjective, and pretty is used to modify good. It's an informal word, and it has a similar meaning to quite. Rich could have said that Mexico are quite a good team.
We can change or modify gradable adjectives with other words too. Very is the most common word to modify a gradable adjective. To make it stronger, but we can also use a little or a bit to make them weaker. I said that the German fans looked a little downhearted after the match.
And then I asked Rich to change this, and he said they looked absolutely gutted. This is much stronger. He could have also said totally gutted or completely gutted.
Finally, I like to use the adverb really in front of an adjective to make it stronger. That's because we can say that's really bad or that's really awful. They look really tired or they look really exhausted.
You can use really with both gradable and extreme adjectives, so it's really, really useful.
Right. This week's task is to make 5 situations more interesting by using adverbs and extreme adjectives to describe them.
Here are the sentences.
Number 1. The number 6 passed to the number 10, who scored a goal.
Number 2. The goalkeeper made a save.
Number 3. The fans celebrated the goal.
Number 4. The captain lifted the trophy.
Number 5. The reporter commented on the atmosphere in the stadium.
Write your answers in the comments section below and see who can write the most extreme sentences.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was host country. This is the name we give to the nation that arranges and organises an event such as the World Cup or Olympic Games on their territory. Russia is the host country for the World Cup this year.
Well done to everyone who got it right. It was an easy one, I think, because loads of you got the right answer.
This week's World Cup football phrase is... It's an abbreviation that describes the system that's being used at the World Cup to allow a referee to look at a decision again on a TV screen. It's going to... is a phrase that I've heard a few times during the World Cup.
Fewer controversial decisions. That's what we thought, anyway.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And hit the live tab on the homepage to join our World Cup community programme and check out our predictions competition on the homepage.
If you've enjoyed this podcast or found it useful, leave us a rating or review, and that will help other people find us.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.